We're going to be watching a little play about you, your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly and deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier for you to feel the sensations that they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel, to see the images that they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words are before I even say them. Let's begin. What does it mean to be a fat pony? A fat pony is a pony who's just cast off the chains of convention and expectation and embraced decadent indulgence. Deep down inside, you've envied such ponies, wished that you could join them. The spoken word will make it possible. This voice will guide you. These words will awaken magic deep within your mind. Words of indulgence and contentment. They will help change you both in mind and body. Transform you into a fat little pony. Just relax as the words wash over you. Focus on my voice. Make sure you are relaxed and comfortable, avoiding crossing your arms or legs. Let your heart rate slow as much as possible. Take a deep breath and exhale. Breathe again, then release it all. Take one more deep breath and hold it in as long as you can. Now let it all flow out, all of it. There's no need for tension, so slowly relax every part of your body. Start with your feet. Feel them relax. Then send a message to your lower legs, then to your upper ones. Feel them relax. Let the feeling of relaxation move upwards into the front and back of your pelvis. The feeling of relaxation enters your torso now. Let your breathing become as calm and as natural as you can. Just take a moment to get your chest to rise and fall in a regular pattern. Relax the muscles in your chest. As you continue to relax, you wonder where all this tension came from, and then you realize that you don't care. Feel yourself becoming lazier and lazier. Now focus on your back. Release any tension trapped there. Just let go of all that tension. Take your time. That's it. Let the relaxing sensation move into your neck, removing all that stress. Release the tension in your arms, working your way down from your shoulders to your upper arms, all the way down to your fingertips. Now relax your facial muscles as best you can. Your body is already so relaxed now. Just keep your body calm. The more relaxed you are, the easier it will become to embrace your fat pony self. I know you're eager to begin. Just stay calm. Let yourself become aware of all these areas in your body and see just how much you can relax them. Go down so deep. Relax to the point where your body barely feels like it's even there and your mind is as tranquil as it can possibly be. Every muscle in your body is so relaxed now, so at peace with remaining calm. You know you can easily move if you wanted to, but you want to go even deeper into a relaxed state. It just feels so right, waiting for the changes to begin. To take the first step. As relaxed as you are now, see if it's possible for you to become even more content. Allow that relaxation to take over even further. Let all the remaining stress melt away. Become as lazy and as relaxed as any person could ever be. I'm going to count to five. As I count down, let your body slowly seem to become without weight. Let your breathing become truly without effort. 5. You are just so relaxed, and you feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything as everything has faded away. With your body completely relaxed, the words can enter your mind directly, altering it in ways you desire, awakening new thoughts. You want it badly, to take the next step. The troublesome thoughts, the doubts, the worries, they just disappear. The changes are coming. Fall into a deep trance as your transformation begins. Just give in to your feelings. Succumb to them. You can feel your mind already changing to that of a fat pony's. The process is beginning, starting with new thoughts. A new way of seeing things. Memories of being a fat pony return to you. You remember the first time you just let yourself go, and when you gave in to your indulgence. You can still remember how the cake tasted. The richness of it, the texture, how it felt as it tantalized your sense of taste. Remember how embarrassed you were at the time, and how that was your first step into full-blown gluttony. You remember all the past confections you've devoured now, and how much of a gluttonous little pony you really are. So many memories of having your belly engorged so tightly as you basked in the fulfillment that came with your wanton decadence. Sure, you felt hesitant at the time, but you came to embrace your gluttony. You feel feminine, pretty, and large. You feel like such a giddy little pony, carefree and a little silly, in touch with your inner pony self. All the times you bonded with your fellow ponies came back to you. While you were so much of a glutton of a pony, you were always generous with food when asked to share. You were known for bringing plenty of food to social events and being a good contributor. Such a clever little pony you were, organizing all those events. Your favorite memory comes back to you. A birthday party where you and your best friend were relaxing in Equestria along with the rest of your fellow ponies. Your friend's birthday party was about to begin. You remember the sudden alarm when it was realized that the cake had been delivered to the wrong place. How you galloped back to your own home and brought back a very large cake that you'd been saving for yourself, even helping decorate it on such short notice. The mixture of exertion and relief that you felt when you returned. You'd moved so fast, and it exhausted you so, but it was worth it so much. How happy your best friend looked when she thanked you for giving up such a large cake on her behalf, and how the rest of the day went off without a hitch. And suddenly, you know who you are. You are a clever little pony, and you have a talent for remembering things. You use common sense skillfully, and as ponies go, you excel in organization. You know where to find things and where to get them. Patience is definitely a virtue of yours, and you have a confidence born out of experience. You're generous, albeit within reason. You have an inclination towards silly behavior in spite of yourself. You know most ponies know you for your gluttony, rather than your personality traits. But you don't really mind this, you expect it. You like to socialize with other ponies, though you are drawn to quieter fare more than loud parties. You do enjoy the parties that you go to. Your preference is simply towards more calm events. All in all, you consider yourself a very average little pony. You now have the mind of a pony, a fat, beautiful little pony. But your body remains the same. It's strange. You feel unfinished. You long for your name, for your hooves. This body feels so wrong for a fat little pony like yourself, though you know that your transformation is still incomplete and your physical form is next to change. In particular, you can't wait for your voice to sound like the fat little pony you know you are. The next phase of your transformation begins. Fitting for a fat pony like yourself, the first things to change are your torso and belly. You can feel it all round, expand, and soften. Feel the weight add pressure to your legs. Your belly surges forward, a proud monument to your appetite. You can already sense its heft, the way it moves so slightly with the gentlest motion. As your belly returns to you, you lick your lips as another memory returns to you. How 3 days after your friend's birthday party, she sent a massive cake in return to you. And how delicious and filling that cake was. The feelings of ecstasy that washed over you as the stunning flavor hit your taste buds. An acute awareness takes hold of you, how you can sense the motions of your plus-sized body with ease. You truly are a fat pony. You smile to yourself. Your body is slowly matching your mind. Abruptly, your rear starts to grow as well. It swells outward, even larger than you expected it to be. A considerable amount of fat has gone there. You're not accustomed at all to have a plot this size, but at the same time it feels strangely right and increasingly proper. Abruptly, a blush comes across your cheeks. Your rump was this size always. You'd simply forgotten. You feel a sense of pride returning to you. You remember the looks that you would get from those who would feign disinterest, but secretly snuck glares at your ample posterior. It felt good then, and it feels good now. That subtle, casual flirting that didn't go anywhere. From the base of your spine, a tail slowly emerges. It swishes back and forth when it grows to its full length. You swing it about for a few seconds, testing it. You sigh happily. Oh, it feels good to have a tail. No fat pony would be complete without one. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck over your new pony shoulders. A loose strand of hair wanders close to one of your eyes, but you ignore it. It feels good on your softer body. A lovely, feminine mane for you to wear with pride as it finishes growing. The hair on your mane is so much more natural than what you had before. You feel a pressure in your head as your ears stretch outward, then upward. They are becoming the pointed ears of a fat little pony. So appropriate for a mare like yourself. The fur that covers them feels so good, so soft. Your sense of sound has noticeably improved, a step up from your normal hearing. They're very sensitive to touch, responding pleasantly to scratching. Your emotions affect your ear's position. Happiness, or when you're interested in something, makes them upright. Sadness or exhaustion cause them to lay on the side. Abruptly, your jaw is pulled outwards, the sensation soft yet firm. Your jaw has just become your new muzzle. The rest of your head follows. You can feel your forehead rising higher, then sloping back. Your nose changes next, becoming a pony's. Before you realize it, your lips vanish. You feel your eyes enlarge and change in shape, appropriate for a pony like yourself. Your eyelashes elongate noticeably. Your voice finally becomes like that of a fat pony's. When you speak, you hear the changes. Your voice is feminine, softer, and more playful in tone. Even your style of speaking has changed to that of a confident, experienced pony. You don't sound like your original form at all. You feel a tickling sensation all over your skin as soft and short fur covers your body in its entirety. Your form is almost completely transformed. The sensation brings back a memory of the winter's snow and how grateful you were to have that covering and that extra weight to keep you insulated. Your body is almost right for the mind inside it, but your limbs remain incorrect. You suddenly feel giddy. Your limbs are becoming a pony's. Your fingers and toes slowly smooth together as sturdy and smooth covering forms around them. They're becoming your new hooves. Your fingers merge together, becoming four, then three, then two, finally becoming proper hooves. Your limbs twist and bend, giving you the ample hind limbs of a fat little pony. It's no longer easy to stand on two legs, though habit compels you to prefer a bipedal state. Your human body has completely changed into that of a fat pony's. You have scattered phantom sensations off of your original human form, but you know that you're now a pony. You sneak a glance at a mirror, eager to see your pony body. Then you realize something is off. One last obstacle. If you are now a fat pony in both mind and body, why do you still look human? You wonder why. You certainly feel like a fat pony, right down to the sensation of hooves in spite of the vision of hands and feet. The answer comes to you. One last magic spell conceals your fat pony body from view, presenting the illusion that you are still human. This is to prevent your true figure from becoming revealed prematurely. All it will take is one last surge of concentration, and that spell will break. When that happens, your true pony form will cease to be hidden from your sight. Your transformation will be completed. You're going to be such a fat little pony. Your appetite and food preferences will remain normal, even as a fat pony. The full reveal is about to happen. After your pony form becomes visible, there will be times when you must return to normal. If you encounter a situation where it is no longer appropriate for you to be a fat pony, you will immediately return to normal with full memory that you are, indeed, a fat pony. Memory so perfect, in fact, that you will be able to recall all of its details. Falling asleep will also automatically return you completely to normal. Normal is your human mind and body. For when you wish to go back to normal state at will, the spoken words, revert to normal, will immediately return you completely back to normal. You will also have a full memory of what you were like as a fat pony. Your fat pony side will lay dormant in you, and if you ever wish to bring out this side again, say the phrase, I am a very, very fat pony. And you will immediately become a fat pony once more. And now it's time for you to drop the human illusion. I'm going to count to five. When you wake up, your fat pony self will be completely visible to your own eyes. That will be your identity until you return to normal. You won't feel any urge to contact anyone with whom you might embarrass yourself as a fat pony. You'll just enjoy being a fat pony. Each number will strengthen the sensations. Relax one last time and listen to my voice as I count down. See yourself becoming this pony. 1. 5 is far away, I know. Just let the anticipation build within you. The change is coming. 2. With every number, you can feel the illusion start to fade, your pony form becoming more and more visible. You're starting to wake up. 3. As your consciousness continues to return, you get the first impressions of your new body. And it feels so wonderful. The spell that's hiding your pony body is half gone. 4. So close now. The illusion of your human body is almost completely vanished, replaced by the fat pony you have secretly become. You tremble with excitement. Your fat pony body is about to be completely revealed, almost awake now. 5. Wide awake. The spell is gone, and you can see your new pony body in full. You're feeling good and feeling fat. Enjoy yourself.